You're listening to The Scene, arts and culture segment that comes at you every single week with me, Rachel Otwell, and...
me, Scott Feingold.
And he's from the Illinois Times.
It's true.
We've got a cool interview coming up for you, previewing a reading with local poets that's happening on Sunday night. Ian Winterbauer is here in studio to tell us about his book, which will be the main focus of the eve. However, we're going to get through some other events to tell you about first.
Yep.
So, Scott?
Yep, well, over in Champaign at the Art Theater, we like to keep you in the know about what's going on over there because they've got a really good slate of films. Most recently, starting this week, is A United Kingdom will be playing this weekend. It's a 2016 British romantic drama film written by Guy Hibbert and directed by Amma Asante. And it's based on the true life romance between Suretse Khama and his wife Ruth Williams Khama. It was screened at the Toronto Film Festival and is apparently a very big, very well-respected film. So here's a little bit of the trailer for A United Kingdom.
I am the government's representative in Southern Africa.
The policy of apartheid.
You know this word. If you choose to marry the leader of an African nation, you will be responsible for the downfall of the British Empire in Africa. Have you no shame?
So that was part of the trailer of A United Kingdom, which is playing at the Art Theater Co-op in Champaign.
All right. Well, real quick, I'll tell you what's on my list as far as things to put on your calendar. This weekend, Springfield High School is performing Ragtime. It's a classic musical based on a 1975 novel by E.L. Doctorow, and it shares the story of three groups in the United States: African Americans, upper class suburbanites, and Eastern European immigrants. Stella Cole, who we talked about in the movie Sarah, which premiered last weekend and the weekend before, is going to be in it, and lots of other local young talent. So check it out if you're so inclined. Also, Anna Furman, who is a friend of the show, she's been featured on here before. She's from Chicago. She'll be coming back to Springfield to the Curve Inn, performing with Deep Hollow, a local band we've also talked with before. And their show is going to be March 23rd at 6 p.m. Again, that's at the Curve Inn in Springfield. That's next Thursday, so a week from the time that you're going to be hearing this air, if you're hearing it live on air, that is anyway. Here's a little bit of what Anna Furman's Trigger Gospel sounds like, one of their new tunes. One more event that I wanted to share with you is happening at the Sangamon Auditorium in Springfield. Sunday, March 19th at 7 p.m. will be the Taj Express, the Bollywood musical review. If you're not aware of the whole Bollywood genre, then definitely look into it. Fun, colorful, excitement, high energy, celebration of India's new pop music is the idea of this event. Here's a little taste of some of what will be happening during that performance. Again, that's on Sunday at the Sangamon Auditorium in Springfield. Taj Express, the Bollywood musical review. Here's a little taste.
I'm sorry.
right, Scott, what else do you have on your radar?
At the Accord in Champaign this weekend, J.D. McPherson, a well-known songwriter, is going to be doing a show on Saturday. Here's a little bit of J.D.'s music.
Couple events going on downtown Springfield on Sunday, including an art show that merges Black Sheep efforts with Cafe Andiamo. What's up with that?
Well, it's an all-ages downtown show at Cafe Andiamo, which is Sunday. There's artwork and also music by Springfield band Bottom Bracket. Jason Paul, who's actually from Los Angeles, will be performing, and Tom Irwin will be doing songs from his upcoming vinyl release. So that's going to be happening there. And across the street, there will be the book release party and poetry and music reading pretty much simultaneously that we're going to talk about with Ian Winterbauer.
We have arrived to our interview portion of The Scene. So Ian Winterbauer, poet, is here in the studio. Hello, Ian. Maybe you can start by telling us how you got into poetry in the first place.
I used to be in this band, right? But I have a really hard time playing the guitar and singing at the same time. But I still like writing, so I just kept writing and stopped writing songs. And I did that for several years, just wrote stuff, and eventually started compiling them into little chapbooks, which is just a small collection of poetry, and self-distributing them. I'd leave a bunch of dumb records. And they'd all be gone within a couple of weeks, and then I'd make another one. And eventually those got me enough attention with from people, you know, out of state. And I went to Chicago to read with John Dombacher and Cliff Weber, which are two very talented poets and writers from California, and walked away with a book deal. And Scream As You Leave is the, result. Of that.
Right. So you're going to be doing a release party this coming weekend, is that correct?
Yeah, it'll be on Sunday, the 19th, at Bar None at 8 o'clock. There's going to be several talented musicians, Emma Wilson, Jahari, and Keegan Otwell. Those are three Springfield poets. They're going to be there reading. It's going to be a good time. Mm-hmm. Heptanes are going to play.
Heptanes, I've heard of them. Yeah.
So what kind of things do you draw inspiration from as a poet? Specifically, maybe is there a theme to the book, the new book?
I wouldn't say there's really a theme so much. I guess I draw a lot of inspiration from the Midwest, eccentric people that I see there, smaller, poorer towns that are outside of Springfield, like Tallulah. And
what's your writing process like?
Well, my writing process, I'm typically either walking or standing and writing stuff on scraps of paper or cigarette cartons, stuff like that. It's just little pieces of just words and string them all together, and it's a poem.
Okay.
I don't know. I try to write things really, informally to make them really approachable, so maybe somebody who doesn't necessarily know that they like poetry can read it without having to, not having to worry about, rules they think they have to follow or any of the academia that tends to go along with that.
Right.
And you're a relatively young dude, right? 25, 26?
26, yeah.
26. So was academia a big part of your becoming a poet, or is it something that was more outside of that world?
No, I'm actually pretty anti-academic. I feel like anybody could write poetry, and to a certain extent around here, but just throughout the country, poetry gets, I feel like, held hostage almost by people who went to school for it. They feel like they have more of a right to it than anybody else, and basically just trying to get it back in the hands of anybody, you know.
So Scott had done a piece for the Illinois Times last month called Young Poet Society, which, as you mentioned, Emma Wilson, who was here last week and will be part of your event on Sunday, will be a part of it, as well as Jahari. Those two ladies, as well as yourself, were written about, and you said in that piece, you said, in Chicago, it's a bunch of city people. They've got their own thing going, but in Springfield, we're part of this bigger thing. It's in us. So I was just wondering if you could expound on that.
Yeah, Springfield's pretty cool. Like, it's got its own little cliques, you know, poets or whatever. But for the most part, you know, like all of us younger people are welcome at the older people's poetry thing, and the older people are welcome at ours. We've got this thing going. We do two events a month at William Vann's. You know, it's open to anybody. One's a poetry night, like an open mic, and one's a storyteller night. It's a little more structured, but every week, or every month rather, it seems like more and more people show up, and it's people like, I don't know, I've never even met a lot of these people, which, I don't know, it feels like 4 or 5 years ago, I knew pretty much every poet in Springfield, you know what I mean, or at least of them. I don't know if that means there are more people comfortable with reading, or if there are more people being inspired to write stuff now, but yeah, I think it's why I thrive in Springfield, you know, as a writer, because there are all these different places that I can take whatever I write, and there's not really anybody telling me that I can't write or that I can't read with them. They all just kind of accept it.
So in that spirit, do you have a poem you'd like to share with us, Ian?
Yeah.
All right.
Occasional poetry of a sudden death. How design one poet breaks. How design one poet breaks of degree. Degree less poignant made by scars when tears blare broken poet design. Designed by wanted flightless search to dream of broken point. Breathe the broken poet breaking. Bleed the broken poet breaking. Dream the broken poet waiting in disguise to harm or defeat. Branching out to rewind neurotic poet breaking a little more divine. Feeling a little more about inside. To claim a good idea but the best of ignorance. Go ahead, of which is why. How design a broken poet breaking.
So what do you got going on next, Ian?
Well, that poem I read, I actually expanded it into a play that the Absurdist People's Theater is, you know, going to be producing pretty soon. I'm always writing. I actually started writing movies, so I'm going to try to finish one for once in my life. Other than that, I'm trying to write stuff to put on cigarette lighters.
Nice. I hear that's where the money is.
That's right.
All right. So again, if people want to check out the reception, the reading, etc., for the new book, Scream As You Leave, what's the deets for that?
This coming up Sunday, the 19th at 8 o'clock. Bernie's opening the bar specially for us, bar none. He's opening it special for us.
Not usually open on Sunday.
Correct.
Yeah.
Cool. All right.
Great, great. All right, well, it's time for Culture Corner. My Culture Corner is literary this week, which goes, I guess, along with our guest poet. This is a novel by a writer from Los Angeles called Steve Erickson, who I really enjoy. I've read a couple of his other books, particularly liked his last book, Zeroville. His new book is called Shadowbond. It's happening in the United States. That is about a couple years from now. I think it's actually happening in 2021 on the 20th anniversary of the September 11th attacks. And in the story, the towers themselves reappear in the Badlands of South Dakota and become kind of not exactly a tourist attraction, but something that starts attracting people, you know, to it almost like a shrine. It's very mysterious. There's also a lot of stuff going on with sort of history kind of sort of reorganizes itself around this event so that major events that had occurred in the past now haven't. even though people remember them. Elvis Presley's twin, who died at birth, Jesse Garon Presley, in this alternate reality is now the one who survived, and Elvis died at birth, and everybody is denied rock and roll. Very interesting, very sort of socio-political, very musical, and just a lot of kinetic energy in the writing. I'd say check out Steve Erickson if that sounds remotely interesting. Check out that book, Shadowbond.
So for my culture corner, also literary, going to shout out to The Lit Review, a new podcast out of Chicago. I interviewed one of the founders / co-hosts of it, Monica Trinidad. We spoke and that interview aired earlier this week. Check it out on IllinoisEdition.org if you so desire, or just go to thelitreview.org. The point of this is to learn about Black liberation struggles, gender, and political theory by talking about books. So here's a little bit of the intro to the podcast where this is Paige May, the other host, describing what the podcast is all about.
You're listening to The Lit Review, a podcast where organizers interview organizers about books. In this moment of urgency, mass political education is key. We recognize that political study is not always accessible for a variety of reasons. Our goal with The Lit Review is to be a resource that brings out key information from relevant books to the masses. Think SparkNotes in podcast form. I'm one of your hosts, Paige May, and thank you for listening to The Lit Review.
The Lit Review, that is it for my culture corner, which brings us to Song of the Week. Wanted to also give a shout out to No Name, hip-hop artist out of Chicago as well, somebody who kind of grew up in the orbit of Chance the Rapper, hasn't gotten as much attention yet, just put out her first mixtape last year in July. It is called Telephone, and from that we are going to listen to Freedom, which samples an excerpt from Nina Simone talking about what the concept of freedom means to her. This is No Name, and that's it for Illinois Edition. And for The Scene today, check us out at IllinoisEdition.org for more info, and thanks for listening.
I think this is a song about redemption or a mother's intuition, how my kitchen sounds like church bells. Why they sell me my dollar and my dream? White picket fence, crop of the cream. I know this is a song for overcoming and me coming and me running out of places.